我们如此的祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿们。在讲到之前，我想问大家两个问题。
I have two questions for you.
耶稣基督已经复活了，他也会第二次再来。
Jesus、
请问对你来说重要吗
？Jesus Christ has resurrected and will come again a second time. My question is, does this matter to you?
啊，重要的请举手给我看一下。
If it's very important to you, raise your hand.
啊，好。大部分的哈 ，OK。如果说重要的话
，If it is important，
这样对你跟我现在的生活又会产生什么的影响
？If it is important， how then will it impact your lives and my lives？
以及将来在面对死亡的时候又有什么这个意义
？How will this affect the way you view your own death in time to come？
当我们说我们相信。耶稣基督他已经复活了。
When we say we truly believe that Christ has resurrected,
我们也认为说他的再来对我们来讲也很重要。
And that his second coming is significant.
而这一些呢，其实都会影响你跟我的这个生活的这个态度。
This should affect our attitude towards life.
然后怎么去看待这个死亡的意义
？How we view death.
以及呢，我们在这个主再来呢，这个的末世观的这个盼望。
And the hope we have in the eschatological times when our Lord returns.
然后在今天的经文，他告诉让我们知道，当时的教会的信徒，他面对到一个焦虑。
In today's scripture, we understand that the believers at that time they had an anxiety or concern over a certain matter.
就是说，对自己的这个亲人，他们在主。还没有来到之前呢，就离开了这个世界，他们会感到这个忧伤，好像没有盼望的人。
The problem was they grieved over their loved ones who have died prior to the Lord's return, as if like people who has no hope.
因为他们担忧这些离开世界的这个亲人呢，将来是否会失去了这个盼望，与主在一起的这个福分。
They were concerned these loved ones who have passed on.Would they have the resurrection, and would they be blessed in the Lord's presence?
这样我们就要问说，为什么他们会去有这样一个担忧
？So why would they have these concerns?
主要是有两个原因。
There were two main reasons.
第一个原因是说，因为在当时候的这个希腊、罗马的这个所谓的文化里面，他们认为说对这个复活的事情呢，都是持守这个否定或者是不信。
First is that the Greco-Roman religious culture of that time, they never believe in the resurrection.
在经文提摩太后书二章十八节，其实也有反映到这些的思想在里面。
You could find that kind of thoughts in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
And verse 18. 死亡呢是一种不会醒过来的一个睡眠。
For them, the prevalent veil of death was a kind of sleep that would not awaken.
所以呢，在当时候的所谓的这个异教世界的这个想法里面呢，他们普遍上认为说，人呢在这个死亡面前都是绝望的，也是无助的。
And so, in that non-Christian environment, they would regard death as something that people are resigned to face, without hope, without help.
而第二呢，就是在旧约或者是这个犹太的个文献里呢。他们也曾经的有叙述过关于这个被提的人。
Secondly, in the Old Testament Judaism writings, they also describe people who were raised without going through death.
而这些被提的人呢，他们都是没有经过这个死亡的一个活人。比如说，在圣经里面就提到两位。
So there were examples, for example, two people were mentioned in the Bible of them going not being raised. They are raised without going through death.
大家知道这两位圣经人物是谁吗
？I'm sure you know who these are.
还有没有印象？被提的或者就被提上去了。
So they were
在旧约的。
Old Testament, they were just raised.
啊，第一位是。以诺。
以诺。
好，第二位是谁？有没有印象？第二位。
That's right. Someone said Elijah.
呀，对，哇，非常好。我们贤达的圣经的知识很强。Yeah, 是这两位以诺跟以利亚。
Enoch and Elijah.
然后呢，所以这样的话， 他们就会说，哎，这样那些在主来之前已经死了的亲人，是不是表示说他们就失去了这个救恩的这个福分？
So they will say, wow, what happens to those who die before the Lord's return? Would they then have no part in the resurrection anymore?
所以这些的想法也是造成了这个帖撒罗尼迦信徒当时候他们焦虑的这个原因。
These thoughts caused a lot of anxiety to the Thessalonica believers at that time.
所以呢，保罗就在这个段经文里面呢，来去说安慰这一些所谓的信徒们说，这些事情啊，不用去担心。
Paul comforts them, say, over these matters, do not worry.
保罗说那一些已经借着耶稣基督睡了的人，
Paul says about those who are asleep.
为什么保罗没有用说那些死了的人呢？
Didn't say those who died.
因为保罗以这个睡觉的观点呢，来去作为描述死亡的状态呢，在当时候的那些不论是在希腊或希伯来那个文献中呢，是属于一般很通俗的说法。
Paul presents death from the perspective of sleep, and this description is fairly common in both Greek and Hebrew literature in those times.
保罗说，当主再来的时候呢，上帝会将这一些死去的这个活人呢，跟他一同的出现。
Paul says, when the Lord Jesus returns, God will cause these people who have died to appear along with Jesus.
并且呢，与主的永远在一起。
Then they will be with him in eternity.
然后呢，那些还活着的这个存留的人呢，也将一同的被提到天上与主在空中相会。
And at that time, those who are still alive on earth, they will be raised together, and they will enter the heavens and be reunited with the rest.
保罗他提出这个关于复活的这个盼望。
So this hope that Paul mentions,
他的这种的神学呢？不是说他自己的这个去推测出来，不是。
This hope and theology of resurrection is not something that Paul proposes without basis.
而是他这个复活的盼望呢，他是建基于在这个耶稣基督复活的这一件的事情上。
The hope of resurrection stands on the actual event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣基督复活的这个事实呢，使到他就是对那些已经死的信徒的未来有复活盼望的这个根基跟基础。
The fact of Jesus' resurrection is the firm foundation for believers in their hope in resurrection.
而这个基督徒的盼望呢，也是源自于上帝的这个应许和他至高的这个主权。
Moreover, the believers' hope.Have their origin in God's promise and in His glorious supreme sovereignty.
我再讲一次，就是说人的这个盼望呢，是来自于上帝的这个应许和他至高的这个主权。
Our hope finds its origin in God's promise and is in His glorious supreme sovereignty.
在这个经文的第十六节里面，他有提到说，号召令一发，然后天使长的呼声一叫。上帝的号角一吹，主必亲自自天降临。
Verse 16 says like that: With a cry of command, the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, the Lord Himself will come from heaven.
当我们看到这段经文的时候，可能我们脑海里会出现哇很多很特别的画面啊，天使啦、啊、还是怎么样的一个画面。
This will conjure various visual images in your minds.
其实我们在这个圣经里面，我们会看到呢，他用这种象征性的一些图像或者语言的表达呢，其实它普遍上呢是一种信息的这个传递。
When the Bible uses such symbolic images and linguistic expressions, it is often to communicate or convey some important message.
以号角，然后以号角来吹响呢，就表示说上帝要去召集他的子民呢。在一起。
The image of the sounding of the trumpet is an expression of God summoning His people together.
所以在这个出埃及记十九章里面，我们看到就是说，到角声拉长的时候呢，他们才可到山脚来。
You will remember Exodus chapter 19 verse 13 and says, "When the ram's horn sounds a long blast, let the people approach the mountain."
在新约的福音书启示录呢？ 天使的声音和吹号呢，都有相同的这个含义。
In the New Testament, in the book of Revelations, the archangel's voice and the sound of the trumpet have similar meaning.
比如说，在这个马太福音里面第二十四章三十一，他说他要差遣天使用大声的号筒吹，从四方从天这边直到天那边，召集他的选民。
You read Matthew chapter 24 verse 31. He sends out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
而在这个哥林多前书第十五章五十二节也有这么说。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52.
因号筒要吹响，使人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable.And we shall be changed.
所以这节的经文就让我们看到，就是说，这是要表示说宣告主再来，然后呢，要召集上帝的这个子民，最后就是要呼唤死人复活。
According to the scripture, first is to proclaim the return of the Lord. Second is a call for the dead to rise up in resurrection.
在这个第十七节的经文中呢，他提到说。一同被提到云里，在空中与主相会。
Verse 17 says, "Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air."
而这些经文呢，会让人家呢，会很给予这个经文很过多这一些的诠释。
This has led to numerous interpretations.
为什么呢？因为在这个经文中有讲到这个被提。
So this rise up again, we use the word rapture, and it has been mentioned in scripture.
因为这个被提呢，它也受到这个这个末世论的这个所谓的一种的概念，特别是受到这个新约的这个启示录的这个影响呢。
The notion of rapture involves the concept of eschatology, and is particularly influenced by the book of Revelations in the New Testament.
导致这个被提它的确实的意义呢，它的时间或是它的影响呢，它都在基督教的这个信仰的教会的这个信仰群体里面。引起了很多这个讨论和这个争议。
And so in the Christian church community, there has been many discussions, controversies regarding the true meaning, the time, and the consequences pertaining to the rapture of believers.
比如说在荧幕上你看得到，就是说至少有三种的不同的概念。
For example, you can see that there are three thoughts regarding rapture.
一些的群体呢认为说是这个灾前，灾难前就被提了。
Some groups think the rapture will take place before the end-time disasters.
而新教的基要派呢，一般呢是接受这个观点。
Protestant fundamentalists will generally accept this view.
另一些的群体呢，认为说被提呢是发生在这个灾难的这个中间或中途。
Other groups believe that rapture will take place in the middle, amidst the process of end-time disasters.
然后呢，这个基督呢就在地上建立他的这个王国。
And that Christ will return to establish his kingdom on earth.
然后统治了世界一千年。
And rule the world for 1,000,000 years.
而另外一个信仰的群体呢，他认为说被提呢是发生在这个灾难之后。
And apart from these two groups, there are others who feel that the rapture will take place after end times disasters.
而其他的改革中的这个信仰认为呢
？And for the reformists.
我们被提的意义呢，其实呢，只是表示说，耶稣第二次的再来，他带来了一般性的最后的这个复活，尤其是根据保罗在这节经文所讲述的。
According to the reformers, the significance of rapture lies on Jesus' second coming, along with his return, and that there will be a generalized and an ultimatum resurrection.And this is based on what Paul has written in this verse.
当然，究竟被提呢是发生在灾前，或是在中途，或者是灾后，我们可以有更深入的这个探讨。
Well, whether rapture takes place prior to, during, or after the end times disasters is a matter of further explorations and discussions.
但是呢，保罗其实在这节的经文里面，他主要要表达的是什么？他要关注点呢？就是要去安慰跟劝勉那些对于这个已经离世的亲人，不会失去这个将来复活以及在与主在一起的这个福分。
For now, Paul's primary purpose is to comfort and to exhort believers who were very worried for their loved ones who have died, and were concerned whether these people would miss out the blessing of the resurrection to be with the Lord.
至于其他的, 保罗没有再过多的去解释跟讲解。
About other things, Paul has not elaborated further.
比如说, 被提的时间和形式,
such as the actual time of rapture or the form of rapture.
或者被提之后要往哪里去等等。
Where these people who have raptured have gone to.
所以呢, 这提醒我们, 再去, 要去学习和去注意的。
This reminds us to learn and pay heed.
我们不要在这个经文上 去随意的添加过多的这个诠释。
Do not add unnecessary meanings upon what the text has expressed.
免得我们去错解了这个经文所要表达的原来的意思。 就好像说错解了保罗在这经文中所要讲述和关注的重点。
So as not to erroneously interpret the original and essential message that Paul wants to convey.
当然我们可以说将这个被提，这个比如说这个议题，它的出现在不同圣经书卷的这个经文全部结合起来。
So on this topic of rapture, it is okay for us to go and review the whole of scripture.
然后呢，我们将它作为这个对照或是参考，然后呢，整理出这个完整的对于这个议题的这个神学观。
We can review the scripture, find out where it appears in different books of the Bible, do a reference, do a comparative studies, and come to a better theological understanding on this topic.
但是呢，我们当这样做的时候，我们也要注意一点呢，就是说，我们当这个词句出现在不同的这个经文。 或者是书卷的时候，我们要注意到它使用的这个原意是什么。
But you need to pay attention when these texts appear in different parts or different books of the Bible to know the context that accompany the text, the original intent and the purpose for that text appearing there.
还有我们也要注意的一点就是说，我们要谨慎的避免我们断章取义，我们必须要注意经文的上下文是讲什么的。
And take care not to misinterpret out of context.
所以，因着耶稣基督他死里复活，
because of Jesus' resurrection,
也带来了这个复活的盼望呢，死亡对基督徒来说，不是意味生命永远的终结。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, for believers, we now know that death is no longer the eternal end of life.
而是意味着进入到一个更美好的这个存在之状态之前的这个过渡期。
Death becomes a transition into a better existence where we can live in the presence of God in eternity.
就是与上帝永远同在的这个复活的这个生命。
A resurrected life where we can be in the presence of God in eternity.
在过去教会的牧养的服事里面，
In my own pastoral ministry,
我有无数次的这个机会呢，去为这个信徒来主持这个出殡跟告别礼拜。
I have numerous opportunities to conduct wake and funeral services for those who have passed on.
当我在负责主持的时候呢，我会用一个比喻，从信仰的角度来去告诉或者是安慰离世的家属们。
I often use an analogy to comfort the family members and to elaborate on how the Christian faith perceives death.
就是基督教怎么看待这个亲人离开世界的这个事情。
An analogy on how Christian faith perceives death.
离开世界的亲人呢，他就好像什么呢？就好像他去出国旅游这样。
Think of those who have passed on as on a trip or going on a trip overseas.
他到了耶稣为他所预备那美好的地方。
They are embarked on a journey to a beautiful place that Jesus has prepared for them.
然后在那边等候主的再来与复活。
And when there, they will await the Lord's return and for their own resurrection.
所以我们现在来到这里呢，我们是要送别他，而不是跟他永别。
And so we gather here, we are to send them off on their journey forward and not an eternal farewell.
而且我们发现到在这个英语的这个用词里面有一个字很特别。
The English translation is very appropriate.
他用这个the departed.
It uses the word departed to describe those who have died.
Yeah, 就是来去称呼死去的人。
Departed.
Yeah, 所以 depart 它的原意是什么呢？
What's the meaning of depart?
它原意是说启程，或者是离开，或者是出发。
Depart connotes the meaning of to embark on a journey, to leave or to set off.
所以我觉得这个字也蛮带有这个基督教的这个信仰的这个诠释里面。
It has bring forth the meaning of how Christians perceive death in a very good way.
而这些离开的人呢，将来呢都会在这个天上以这个荣耀和不朽的复活的身体呢，我们再次的相会。
For one and all who put their faith in Christ, we shall meet again in heaven with a new, glorious, and immortal body that has resurrected.
而最美最美的一个祝福呢，就是上帝要亲自与人同在。
And the best of all the blessings is that God will personally be with us.
就好像启示录第二十一章第三到第四节跟我们说，上帝要亲自与他们同在，上帝要擦去他们一切的眼泪。不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。
Just like how the book of Revelation in chapter 21 describes it, it says, God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, no crying, no pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
上帝呢，是基督徒盼望的这个保障。
God is our hope and assurance.
而信徒最美的盼望呢，就是能够跟上帝永远同在一起。
The most beautiful hope for believers is to be with God forever.
这也是我们尽一切的力量，或者是投入时间和精神呢，去向人传福音，或者是我们开展幸福小组的这个重要的原因。
And this is the reason we do our utmost.To invest time and energy to share the gospel and to start groups like 幸福小组 for non-believers.
当然，传福音不一定说一定要用幸福小组，你可以用不同的方式去传福音。
Whether the platform of sharing the gospel is through 幸福小组 or other means?
Yeah, 我们使用这样的一个方式，目的是要什么呢？
What's the purpose?
目的就是说，希望让那些没有信主的那个人，他们能够去认识。或者是去接受真幸福的这个福音。
The purpose is to bring the good news to those who have yet to hear the gospel and receive it.
除了说让对方能够说在这个世上能够过一个有上帝同在这个幸福的生活。
So that on one hand, those living now will have a blessed life in the presence of God.
另外呢，就是将来离开世界的时候，能够跟上帝在一起。
And on the other hand, is that when we depart from the world, they will be with God in eternity.
因为对我们信主的人来说，我们知道一个事实。
Believers will know this as a fact.
就是信与不信的人，他们离开了世界之后，他们要去的地方和最后的结果都是不一样的。
We know this for a fact, that believers and unbelievers have a different destiny when we leave this world.
因此，只要我们有机会，我们就抓紧它。
And so for this reason, we must seize every opportunity when we have.
要趁对方还活着的时候，或者他头脑还清醒的时候，我们就向他来去传福音，也希望他能够接受这个救恩的福音。
When the person is still alive and clear-minded, to share the gospel with him and hope that he will receive it.
对我来说，有时候我遇到对方，他没办法去表达他要接受福音的时候，对我来讲，我心里面是很难过的。
I will feel very heartbroken if I try to share the gospel with someone who could not understand it.
而且，都是自己所爱的人，他没有相信和接受这个救恩就离开了世界的时候，我相信对我们来说也是感到痛心和留下遗憾的。
If our loved ones depart the world without knowing, without receiving the salvation of God, it is truly regrettable and heartbreaking.
所以这也是为什么我们要说要鼓励大家，我们大家一起的努力，抓紧机会，向没有信主的人来去传这个福音。
So here I am again to call everyone to seize every opportunity to share the gospel to your loved ones.
幸福小组不是教会的活动，不是教会的事工，而是我们要去做的使命的一个平台。
幸福小组 is not just an activity of the church, it is the mission of the church.
盼望主的再来，还有这个复活的末世观呢，它能够帮助和提醒我们，现今活着呢，不是只为了现在，也是望眼未来。
So this forward looking to the Lord's return and this eschatological view of the resurrection, it will help and remind us that we do not just live in the present, but also with our eyes on the future.
因为盼望呢，会形塑你我的生命的目标和我们的生活的方式。
Because hope will shape the goal and direction of your life.
当然，我们必须要持守正确的这个盼望的末世观。
Of course, it is important to hold a correct knowledge of the eschatology.
因为呢，它会影响到我们的这个思维和行为的改变。
This knowledge will impact our reasonings and our conduct.
第一个呢，就是在思维方面。
Firstly, our thoughts.
我们会以这个上帝国的价值观呢，为生活的这个引导。
Our thoughts must be led by the kingdom values in life.
就是在盼望等候主再来的这一个的时啊期间里面呢
，which means that as we await for the Lord to return any moment，
我们呢不是说就在那边等着什么都不做，等耶稣基督再来就好了。
We do not just wait passively for the Lord's return，
而是我们的思维和我们的心思意念呢，会将上帝国的事呢会放在这个首位。
Our thoughts will be to put the matters of God's kingdom as top priority。
正如哥罗西书他第三章一到三节这么说
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 3 says this
既然你们已经与基督一同复活就当求上面的事
You have been raised with Christ so seek the things that are above
你们要思念或思考上面的事不要思念或思考地上的事
Set your mind on things that are above and not on things that are on earth
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在上帝的里面。
For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
因为我们已经与基督同死同复活了，所以我们现在生活的目标、我们的方向呢，以及看待和处理任何事情的思维。
Because we have died and we have resurrected with Christ, and so our thoughts and our worldviews.And the direction of our lives.
就不再说以我自己怎么想，我怎么看这事情，而是以上帝的心意和上帝的这个价值观来去看这个事情，或者是说处理这事情。
The goal and the direction of our life and the way we perceive and manage any matters will always put God's will and God's value as priority consideration.
这个就是从人以中心转为上帝为中心。
From self-centered to God-centered.
然后呢，第二方面就是在行为上。
Secondly, it's about our conduct.
我们会转向，就是以这个传扬福音和服事，以及行使社会这个责任。
We will be desired, you know, to share the good news of God and to serve Him and to fulfill our social responsibility.
正如保罗来说，当保罗他在大马色的这个路上，他遇见了主耶稣之后。
When Paul encountered the resurrected Lord on the road to Damascus,
我们看到保罗的整个生命被翻转了，整个生命被改变起来。
His life was radically transformed.
他呢，过去是去逼迫、去杀害那些基督徒，反而变成了他受到逼迫，他被人家去抓去坐牢。
Before he persecuted and killed Christians, now he's the one who is persecuted for the sake of the gospel.
因为他将这个传扬福音呢，还有服事神呢，成为生活中他第一个选择要去完成的事物。
He puts evangelism and serving God as a top mission to complete in his life.
我想同样的，我们称为基督徒，我们是属于跟随主的这个基督徒。
This is the same for those of us who follow Christ.
我们也拥有了说与基督联合的这个新生命。
We have a new life in union with Jesus.
所以我想，我们除了说为家庭生活、为这个工作事业，我们很努力的去打拼。
So apart from busying ourselves with family lives and our careers,
我们也不要忘记说，耶稣也给了我们两条诫命。
We must never forget the two commandments that our Lord has given us.
马太福音二十二章 他第37-39节，他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是最大的，且是第一条诫命。”
The first commandment to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind.
所以呢，我们要尽心尽意去爱他，服侍教会。
To love God and serve the church with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind.
然后呢，我们也遵行耶稣给我们的大使命，我们去传福音，使万民做他的门徒。
And the second, to fulfill the great commission, which is to make all men the disciples of Jesus Christ.
当然，我们也没有忘记耶稣给的第二条的诫命。
Second commandment from Jesus.
第二条也是如此，就是要爱邻如己。
To love our neighbors as ourselves.
所以呢，我们也要以爱人如己呢，去行使这个社会的责任和做见证。
To fulfill the social responsibility and to be a witness in love.
比如说，在任何的情况下，我们都去行善，以及为公义站起来。
For example, in one and all circumstances, to do good and stand up for what is right and what is just.
在10月23号呢？我参加了这个长老大会，他在主办这个线上的叫做这个国内宣教研讨会。
Recently, in October, I attended this conference by the Singapore Presbytery on local missions.
而其中一个讲员就是严金勇长老，也就是我们现在新加坡现任的贸工部长。
Elder Gan Kim Yong, who is also our current Minister for Trade and Industry.
他主讲一个主题，就是关于新加坡社会与政治的变迁对教会宣教模式的这个反思。
He presented his thoughts on this topic called The Social and Political Changes in Singapore and Rethinking the Missions Model of the Church.
他分享了这个许多宝贵还有前瞻性的这个信息。
His message was forward-looking with many valuable insights.
而其中一个给予我们重要的提醒，或者是这个勉励。
He reminded and exhorted the church.
他说，教会不但是要注重传福音或宣教。
The church, not only do we need to focus on evangelism and missions.
也当注重其他的议题。
The church must also do our part in other matters.
比如环保。
Such as environmental care.
或者是去关怀受冠病影响的这个信徒或者是弱势者。
Look after those who are affected by the pandemic, such as the vulnerable one and the disadvantaged.
社会公益、教育等等。
Social justice, education, etc.
这个提醒和这个所谓的勉励，我觉得值得深思和这个学习。
His reminder and exhortation is timely for our own reflection and practice.
教会它的存在的这个价值和它的影响力。
The value and the impact of the church existence
不只是在神学或者是信仰。
It's not only for the sake of theology or faith.
也应该包括这个社会的这个层面。
The church's mission is intrinsically linked to blessing our society.
感恩喜莲堂教会在这方面我们也有一些的参与。
Thankful that Jubilee Church has been actively involved in these matters.
比如说，在近期里面，我们有信徒和他的家人被确诊感染了这个冠病。
For example, recently we have believers in our midst who contracted COVID-19.
我们聚会的信徒呢，就即刻的来去发动关怀，然后去协助去购买许多的日常用品、干粮，去放在他家的门口。
And immediately, the zone members initiated care and concern. They assisted to purchase daily necessities and food and delivered to these affected households.
因为当时他非常的无助，也很孤独，生病了，没有法出门。
Because that person felt very helpless, they couldn't get out of their homes.
然后聚会呢，现在我们也准备了大概有70多袋的这个礼包。
And now the zones have prepared over 70 care packs.
然后里面呢有装了你们看得到的有些维他命 C 呢，还有口罩啦，还有测量这个冠病的这个仪器等等。
And inside will contain vitamins, face masks, and vital signs monitoring devices.
我们会在圣诞节之前呢，我们会将这些的礼包全部要送出去给所有的给一些的信徒。
To be delivered to members prior to Christmas.
我们去表示给予他们的一个关心和关怀。
As our gesture of love and care.
我们在教育方面。
on education.
我们新州幼稚园在过去的一百年里面，我们一直很努力的来去让孩子们在这个教育上能够得到祝福。
Chinese kindergarten has made numerous efforts in preschool care for the past 100 over years.
我们也谢谢
teaching and blessing many children.
我们也谢谢当中我们教会的信徒，比如说我们在座的梁校长，还有我们的文远牧师等都在当中花了很多时间去来帮助这个教育。
And we give thanks to those who have contributed in the board.
当然我们也知道在未来这个新州幼稚园的发展的挑战也面对很大。
We know that the future development of Chinese kindergarten is challenging.
愿上帝继续赐福新州幼稚园未来的这个发展。
May God continue to bless and grow the ministry of the kindergarten.
我们很感恩最近在这个一个消息说这个新州幼稚园呢在欧兰区里面呢被选为这个最好的前三名的这个学前教育的幼稚园。
Thanks be to God that the kindergarten was recently awarded the top three preschool excellent educator in Outram region.
我们以掌声来表示感恩哦。
Give thanks to God.
这是我相信他们付出的努力还有大家的彼此的带导。
So we thank you all for the contributions you have made and also your prayers.
另外我们也知道在最近在苏格兰这个格拉斯哥举行了第26届这个所谓的联合国气候变化大会。
At the recent COP26 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland.
我们都有当中都有追看这个新闻是吗？有没有看这些新闻
？I believe we have been paying attention to the news.
我相信大家我们都有知道有注意这个新闻。
I believe we have been paying attention to the news.
他们在当中呢，有120多国的这个领袖呢，聚集在这个地方呢，来去讨论一件事情。
More than 120 of our leaders gathered together to discuss one topic.
就是去讨论如何去实现这个十分具挑战的这个就是减排的这个减碳的这个排气候的这个目标。
Intense discussions on how to achieve emissions reduction and reduce greenhouse effect.
他们必须要在这个未来的十年到二十年、三十年里面呢，他们必须要维持这个所谓的温度呢，在这个低于二或者是1.5的这个摄氏度里面。
Seeking within the next 10 to 20 years to prevent global warming from worsening.
因为这会造成整个世界很大的影响，大家都知道。
Yeah, we are aware that if we do not play our part, it will lead to catastrophe implications for our world.
我想这个不是关于国家的事情，我觉得教会也可以有这个责任，在这方面我们思考怎么的参与这个环保。
The church plays a part in this to reflect and participate actively in environmental care.
比如说如果你在当中有看到教会有些那些风扇啊 aircon 啊灯啊没有关的时候请你帮忙关一下因为发现最近好像常常这些电源啊开了都没有关。
So play our part whether in big or small ways, such as switching off the lights and the aircon when you do not need them anymore, to conserve energy.
还有我们可以将我们的垃圾分类就是说肮脏的然后纸类还有铝罐分类我们都可以做得到的。
And also to separate your garbage. Yeah.
但愿我们教会能够是整体的，能够发挥出我们这个存在的价值和这个更大的影响力，来去荣神一人。
May our church collectively do our best to make an impact and value add to our existence as a church, bringing glory to God and blessings to mankind.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。死亡或许是我们每一个人惧怕和最后的仇敌。
And so to conclude, brothers and sisters, death may be our greatest fear and final enemy.
然而，我们感谢神，因着主耶稣基督，他从死里复活了，他胜过了死亡的权势，所以我们拥有了这个复活的盼望。
However, praise and thanks be to God that the risen Lord Jesus has overcome the power of death.And therefore, we now have the hope of resurrection.
但愿借着今天这个复活的盼望信息
It is my hope that the message on the hope of resurrection today
帮助我们知道因着耶稣基督死里复活的事实，还有上帝的应许和他至高的这个主权。
Will help us to know this for certainty, that Jesus' death and resurrection is a factual event that took place, and that God's promise are true, and his sovereignty is supreme.
那些在耶稣基督再来之前离开世界的信徒呢，他们绝对不会失去将来复活的这个福分。
And the believers who have departed prior to Jesus' second coming, they will not lose out on the blessedness of resurrection.
然后第二呢，就是我们对这个死亡的看法，就是它不是生命的这个终结，而是一个过渡期。
And second, to help us know that death is not a signal of the end of life in eternity.
帮助我们呢，有这个信心还有勇气来去面对自己将来的这个死亡。
To give us faith and courage to face our own impending death, that is a certainty.
因为得到我们经过死亡之后，我们将来就会复活，然后与上帝永远同在一起。
Because death is a transition to a better state of existence where we await life with God in eternity.
最后，因着这个盼望主再来的这个末世观。
And thirdly, with the eschatological hope of Christ's imminent return.
我们在这个世上会活出基督徒金钱的生活的样式。
To live godly lives on earth as followers of Christ.
我们会开始要持守以神居首位的思维和这个行为。
To uphold God as priority in our thoughts and in our actions.
在等候主随时再来的这个日子里。
In our daily living days till the Lord's return.
我们去爱神。去参与服事，去传福音。
Actively participate in serving others and sharing the gospel.
我们也爱邻如己，我们去行使社会的责任。
To fulfill our role as social responsibilities and love our neighbors.
我们不但是注重传福音和宣教。
Apart from evangelism and missions.
我们也在社会的压力中呢，来为主做见证。Amen.
To also be living testimony and witness for God amidst the pressures of the world.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。